Welcome, everyone, to Heartbeat Theater. This is the sound of trouble. It will strike relentlessly, with unerring accuracy, at all men everywhere in the world sometime in their life. To meet its challenge, wherever it strikes, whatever its nature, an ever-vigilant corps of men and women stand ready to do battle, the soldiers of the Salvation Army, with heart to God and hand to man. From Hollywood, the Salvation Army presents Heartbeat Theater, stories of the widespread, vital, and necessary work of the dedicated men and women of this worldwide organization. This is your host, C.P. McGregor, inviting you to be our guest for the next half hour. Human progress, with its obvious benefits, comes equipped as well with obvious complexities and problems, the expense of something or someone. In the industrial world, diversification is a symbol of progress, and the merger of vastly different industries make for both progress and frequently executive unemployment. Henry Kingston's story this week sketches this problem and one executive vice president's answer to it. Jay Johnston stars as John Jones as we begin Act One of Bread Upon the Waters.
Cosmetics merges with American Steel. $200 million merger. Read all about it. Paper, sir?
Yes. Here you are, son.
Thank you, sir. Taxi.
One Sixth Avenue.
Hey, Jane. Hear about the merger on Wall Street today?
Yes.
It's me. What's the steel company doing merging with a cosmetic outfit?
Well, they call it diversification.
Ha! Sounds more like a mess to me.
You may be right. Yes, you may just be right.
While he waited for his wife to answer the bell, many thoughts flashed through the mind of John Jones, vice president of Empire Cosmetics. How was this merger going to affect his future? Would his job be changed? He had been with the company for 35 years. No doubt, if there was a change, it would be higher up. Most likely into the corporate office. At least, he told himself, at least the same position under the new structure.
Oh, hello, honey. I'm so glad you're home. Jim's been calling you for the past half hour. He said he'd call back in a few minutes.
Oh, what did he want?
Well, he didn't say, but he sounded a little excited.
Well, I guess the merger has everyone up in the air.
Oh, John, I'm worried. Look, suppose the new company brings in its own executives. Where would that leave us?
Now, don't you worry about that. They've got to have someone to run this business, and you don't think that you pick up this kind of knowledge in a few weeks or months. After all, it's taken me 35 years to learn the cosmetic business. And at 59, I still don't know it the way I'd like to. No, there's nothing to worry about, honey. The future is bright.
Oh, I hope you're right, John.
Darling, I've got an idea. Hmm? You know, I've been promising you a trip to Hawaii for ever so long.
Oh.
Now, this would be as good a time as any for us to take off. Now, what do you say?
Oh, John, you're wonderful.
If you can say that after being married to me for so many years, then it must be true.
It took that long for me to get to know you. But you're the most wonderful husband a girl can have. And I love you, darling.
Well, I'll get it, honey. It's probably Jim. Hello? Hi, Jim. Well, how you doing, boy? All set to move into your corporate office? What? Are you sure? Well, I don't know what to say. Let me call you later.
Who was it, honey?
It was Jim. Looks as though that trip to Hawaii is off.
He said he just heard through the grapevine there's going to be a complete reorganization. All of us old-timers are through.
Oh, darling, I know what a shock this must be to you, but you can't just sit around and mope about losing your position with Empire Cosmetics.
Do you know what this means to me?
I understand, but it's been 2 months now, and you've done two things. Sit around and feel sorry for yourself. You're not the only one who's been affected by this reorganization. Oh, come on, let's have a smile. After all, we're not destitute. We have enough money invested in securities and real estate to last us for the remainder of our lives.
Oh, honey, I'm not worried about security. That's not the important point.
Well, then what's bothering you?
Oh, you wouldn't understand. You couldn't understand. Empire Cosmetics was my very life. I've spent 35 good, full, active years with this company. I helped build it. You remember when I started, I was just a kid out of college then.
Oh, how well I remember. We just started going together.
Yeah, I was looking for a job. That particular day, I was really tired, but I decided that I'd make one more try. I remember I walked into Mr. Smith's office. He was personnel director of Empire then. I can still see his black, piercing eyes as he said to me, "What can I do for you, young man?" I told him that I'd like to go to work for his company. "How much experience do you have?" he asked. I can still see the way he looked at me when I answered, "None." Well, it was different in those days. You had to have experience as well as education. Now all you need is a degree. And I guess he must have taken a liking to me because he said, "Well, you look like an ambitious young man to me. We'll give you a chance." But that's all behind us.
Oh, no, it isn't, honey. History repeats itself. You have a world of experience behind you. This could be the beginning of something big.
Yes, but at 59...
Age is just numerical. It's what you have done and what you do and what you are that counts.
Now, you say that and I say it, but who else says it?
Oh, honey, give them a chance.
Well, how much of a chance do they need? I've been to every executive search agency in town. It's always the same old story. They're asking for younger men, Mr. Jones. They want them just out of school. For what? So that they can mold them their way? So that they can make organization men out of them? So they can turn them into yes men?
But there are companies that want men like yourself with experience, knowledge, and background.
I've been looking for those companies for the past few months, and they don't seem to be around here. Now, what am I supposed to do? Stand up in the street corner and yell, "My name is Jones. I have 35 years' experience in the cosmetic field. I worked my way to the top from house to house salesman to vice president in charge of marketing for a $100 million company, and I'm looking for a job. Can you use me?" No, honey, it won't work. I don't know which way to turn.
Now, John, don't worry. You'll find something.
Well, I hope you're right. I only hope you're right.
Hello? Oh, hello, Jim. Yes, he's right here. Oh, honey, it's for you.
Oh, thanks. Hello. Hello, Jim. It was good to hear from you. How's it going since we both left Empire? No, I haven't had much luck. A few prospects here and there. How have you been doing? Oh, good. Yeah. Well, that's very nice of you, Jim. I certainly appreciate it. Sure. I'll be glad to see him tomorrow. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Good news, honey?
Well, Jim has lined up an appointment for me to see the president of the Atlas Cosmetic Company tomorrow. He says he gave him my resume and told him about me, and Jim says from where he stands, it looks like a sure thing for me. He says the president is quite enthusiastic about my resume. They need an executive vice president.
Oh, John, that's wonderful.
It is if I can swing it.
Well, of course you can. Jim said it looked like a sure thing.
Yes, there's one big if, honey. I didn't have the age on my resume. Suppose they say that I'm too old for the job.
Now, John Jones, you know that you don't look a day over 45. And if anyone wants to argue about it, you just tell them to talk to me.
So ends Act One of Bread Upon the Waters, starring Jay Johnston as John Jones. How many people, be they missile scientist or construction worker, hired hand or housewife, have turned to the Salvation Army when they have a problem they couldn't solve for themselves? The count by now is probably in the millions, and for a very good reason. The credo of the Salvation Army, a very simple 8-word statement of intention which gives ample assurance to anyone that they will receive the best of help and guidance. The credo, with heart to God and hand to man. What more need be said to convince anyone with a problem that the Salvation Army will have the answer for them? With more than 30 agencies penetrating the entire area of human need, the Salvation Army is truly living up to its credo, with heart to God and hand to man. Continue your help in their support, won't you? Now, here's Act Two of Bread Upon the Waters.
How do you do, Mr. Jones? It's nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you, sir.
Here, let me take your coat. Is it still raining out?
Yes, it's pouring.
Mr. Jones, we've looked over your resume, and we've talked to some people who are familiar with your background, and I must say we are quite impressed. You were with Empire some time, weren't you?
Yes, I started with them as a young boy just out of school.
Well, that's what I was told. Well, we've looked over many resumes, and yours seems to be the most outstanding. Jim probably told you the job is that of executive vice president?
Yes, he did.
It pays $25,000 a year, and you'd work directly with me. Mm-hmm. If that's all right with you, I'd like to have you as part of my team.
Well, I'd like nothing better.
Fine. Then let's get the paperwork started. I'm calling Jack Johnson, our controller. Mm-hmm. Oh, hello, Jack. Bill. Say, I have Mr. Jones here in my office. We discussed his resume the other day. Well, now, what kind of a form do you want him to fill out? Yeah. I don't know. I'll ask him. Mr. Jones, Jack says there's one bit of information that he must have. It wasn't on your resume. How old are you?
59.
He's 59, Jack. But if you ask me, he doesn't look a day over 45. Yeah? When did they come out with that rule? Well, now, can't we just waive that in this particular case? Oh, I see. Yeah, that complicates matters, doesn't it? All right, thanks. Mr. Jones, I'm afraid I have bad news. When the company inaugurated its pension and profit-sharing plan a month ago, our corporate headquarters in New York established a minimum age limit for the hiring of new employees. And this includes executives. To violate this rule would nullify our entire pension and profit-sharing plan. I'm afraid we can't hire you. And I am awfully, awfully sorry.
Mr. Jones left the executive's office. He was dazed and his mind was filled with mixed emotion, anger, despair, most of all, frustration. Disgusted and weary, he staggered through the driving rain into a nearby restaurant, sat down at the counter and ordered.
I'll have some coffee, please. And will you make it black?
I wonder if I could trouble you for the sugar.
Oh, sure. No trouble at all. Here you are.
Thanks. Oh, I forgot the cream also, if you don't mind.
There you are.
Coffee wouldn't be coffee without cream.
When I feel this way, I always order black.
Something wrong?
If you want to call it that. You're with the Salvation Army, aren't you? That's a foolish question. I should be able to tell by your uniform. I guess I'm all mixed up today. You must meet a lot of people who are mixed up, hmm?
We do.
And meeting me is no novelty. You know, it's a funny thing. A man can work all of his life, he can give it all he's got, he can work his way up to one of the top men of the management team, and then suddenly there's a reorganization, politics rears its ugly head, and he's on the outside looking for a job. That's a bad thing, politics.
Listen to it rain. You know, if it keeps up like this, we'll need a boat to get out of here.
Sir, I wonder how the dam is coming along. They had a break in it a couple of months ago.
Well, it's been repaired since then.
Hope they did a good job. If that dam goes, you can just about say goodbye to this town.
How long have you been unemployed?
About 3 months.
Must have been with the company a long time.
Yes, I was. A very long time.
Did you ever stop to think that losing your job could have been the best thing that ever happened to you?
Well, I never looked at it in that way.
Just think about it for a minute. The average person is averse to change. We get into a rut. We like our little rut. We don't want to be disturbed. But I wonder how many of us are passing up opportunity by remaining in that rut forever.
You know, I never thought of it in that way.
Well, sometimes we have to leave in order to find opportunity. Because we're apt to be taken too much for granted.
Well, I've been looking for opportunity for the past few months, and I've met with nothing but defeat. Seems that I'm too young for retirement and too old for employment.
May I speak frankly to you, sir?
Sure.
Because I've met a lot of men who are in the same position as
yeah,
you.
Yeah, please do.
Opportunity is nothing that you can see or feel, and yet it's all around us. Industry is surging ahead at breakneck speed. New systems and procedures being introduced. A revolution is going on in the fields of chemistry, and engineering, electronics, medicine. I don't have to tell you that. You know that, of course.
Yes, yes, go on.
And with all this transition and change, companies have problems. Problems in adjusting, problems in training, problems in merchandising. And they are only interested in one thing.
Yeah, and that is?
The solution to these problems, right? And the man who can help them solve some of these perplexing problems is very much in demand. And age doesn't enter into it at all, believe me. Makes little difference how old a man is or how young he is. As long as he has ideas, he's wanted.
Well, then why is it that I'm having such a tough time getting located?
I'll tell you why. Because you're saying to industry, do you have a job for me? And industry answers, yes, if you can measure up to certain qualifications.
Yes, but many of these requirements are ridiculous and discriminatory, especially when they apply to age.
I agree. But the only way you can get around this is to prove that you have what it takes to make good.
Say, you know, I believe you have something there. I guess I've been following the wrong track. From now on, I'm going to stop looking for a job. I'm going to create one. And I'll do it if it takes every bit of ingenuity I've got.
That's the spirit.
Captain Brown, telephone for you.
Oh, thank you. Excuse me.
Yes.
Captain Brown speaking. Yes? When did it happen? I'll be there right away.
Not bad news, I hope.
The worst. The dam is broken. Water is pouring into the town. Looks pretty bad.
Well, can I help? You'll need every man you can get.
Yeah, but your own home is in jeopardy.
No, it's on high ground. The water won't get anywhere near it.
Very well, then.
I'll just call my wife and tell her what's happened.
The rain continued to pound the town with relentless fury. And through it all, Captain Brown and the other members of the Salvation Army, together with Mr. Jones, worked unceasingly to help the unfortunate victims of the disaster. They organized teams of volunteer workers, supervised the filling and placement of sandbags, distributed food and clothing to the weary and homeless. And then finally, when the frightened children and grown-ups had been moved away from the rapidly flowing river of mud to safety in the hills above, Mr. Jones turned to Captain Brown.
Now, that was quite an experience, yet I wouldn't have missed it for anything. When we were out there in that boat in the middle of those rushing waters and debris, I had a chance to do some thinking. I thought of those poor people who had lost their homes, their livelihood, some their entire possessions. And how they were taking it so stoically and so courageously. And then I thought about myself who had lost nothing but a job, and how I had acted as though the world had come to an end. I was ashamed, I tell you. I was really ashamed.
Well, it takes something like this to open our eyes.
I had no idea how closed they actually were. You know, most of my life I've been in an office telling people what to do. Well, today I had an opportunity to do something for somebody else. And although I'm dead tired now, I really feel good.
I know what you mean. There's no greater satisfaction in life than that which comes through helping our fellow men.
And here I was beginning to agree with those who said I was too old for that.
No one is too old for anything. There's always a job to be done. And doing that job helps us, too. For bread cast upon the waters will always return.
Well, I've got to be on my way now. The little lady is probably wondering what became of me. I'm going to have a tough time convincing her that what I say is true. Thanks for everything, Captain Brown. Thanks so very much.
I've been so worried about you.
Oh, anything new?
Oh, anything new? The phone's been ringing like mad. Both Mr. Phillips of Atlas Cosmetics and Mr. Smith of Empire Cosmetics have been trying to get you.
Oh, what did they want?
Well, they finally got tired of trying to reach you, and they left messages, and... Oh, it looks like good news, honey. Mr. Phillips said that you were in his office earlier today, and while they can't engage you as one of their regular staff, they would like to have you work for them as a consultant. And also, Mr. Smith of Empire Cosmetics said he wants you to call a friend of his, Mr. Johnson at Century Cosmetics. They have a position open, and he's recommended you highly for the job. Oh, isn't it wonderful?
Well, it certainly is.
Oh, yes, I nearly forgot.
Yeah?
Some travel agent called, and I couldn't make head or tail out of what he was trying to tell me.
Oh, yes, I'm planning on taking an attractive blonde on a trip.
Oh? And who might she be, may I ask?
You have only one guess, honey, and then start packing. We're going to Hawaii at last, and nothing this time is going to stand in our way.
Look at those islands below, dear. Aren't they beautiful? Oh, I'm so thrilled. I feel as though we're going on a second honeymoon.
Well, maybe we are. Maybe this is the beginning of a new life for us. You know, Samuel Allman once wrote a poem. He said, "You're as young as your faith, as old as your doubt, as young as your self-confidence, as old as your fear, as young as your hope, as old as your despair. So long as your heart receives messages of beauty, cheer, courage, grandeur, and power from the earth, from man, and from the infinite, so long are you young." Come on, honey. Let's have the youngest time of our lives.
There's the final act of Bread Upon the Waters, starring Jay Johnston as John Jones. Also featured were Paula Winslow, Les Tremaine, and Bill Keane. Be sure to be with us again next week for another Heartbeat Theater story, a presentation of the Salvation Army. Heartbeat Theater is produced in Hollywood and is broadcast overseas through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service. Until next week, this is your host, C.P. McGregor, saying thanks for listening, and have a happy week ahead.